You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of more talk now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Released on this day back in 1993, an inescapable album at that time. That's 25 years. 25 years ago today, Pearl Jam released their second album, Versus. Set a record for most copies sold in its first week. Held the record for 5 years. The band didn't do any music videos for any of the singles, which back then was a big deal. No videos. Still sold a ton. A bunch of hit singles. Pearl Jam's Versus released on this day, 25 years ago today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show. And we're joined on the phone lines right now by Julie Gunlock, who is a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and frequent Steve Gruber Show guest. Julie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And you can follow Julie on Twitter as well, at JGunlock. I mean, I think everyone is asked this question as they appear on shows today, so I ask it too. The Brett Kavanaugh situation, we found out last night, it looks like that the accuser has not officially said no, but has issued a list of demands if she is to appear at a public hearing on Monday. I think what we're going to hear very shortly, Julie, is this drumbeat to just simply take the vote.
Take the vote. This is nothing but attempts to delay this and to further harm this man's reputation with very thin, unsubstantiated, fuzzy recollections of an incident that happened 35 years ago. And I am one that believes that, you know, these things need to be, this woman should be heard and should be treated fairly. There are reports that she's being harassed, that she's now in hiding, and these things are awful. That's awful, that's undeserved, but we do need to look at the allegations here, and from a legal standpoint, this is not within the purview of the FBI. This is not a federal case now, you know, because she's, of course, Feinstein and other Democrats are calling for an FBI investigation, again, as a tactic to delay this. You know, they're desperate to delay this until the election. They're hoping that they'll take the Senate. It's just really awful to see what's happening here. And I also want to say from Brett Kavanaugh's standpoint, this man has been smeared. This is a terrible allegation that is really, I mean, it could not be more thin, this allegation. Again, there's no corroboration. She can't even remember when it happened,
right,
where she was. You know, if this were a court, it would, you know, this would not be taken too seriously. So, I could go on and on. I mean, Feinstein holding on to this, you know, she had Kavanaugh in front of her. She could have asked him about this in the hearing, in the public hearing, and she never did. I don't know how people can't see this as nothing but an attempt to delay the vote and to delay this confirmation.
Julie Gunlock with us, Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram in for Steve, also pointing people toward your piece at the Washington Examiner. Opioids, parents should know about real dangers facing kids. This is, I mean, people are I don't know, slowly or perhaps quickly coming to grips with what this opioid epidemic is and what it's doing across the country. I had a student last year do a hour-long documentary on the subject, which was incredible. And I think opened some eyes for people who ended up hearing it. And it's a serious, serious problem.
Yeah, it's a serious problem. And I don't want to over sort of dramatize this particular part of it because opioid abuse is generally, you know, young adults. But I noticed that, look, there's two statistics that really made my ears perk up. And that is that competitive sports among youth, young, we're talking under 17, is on the rise. And also the other related statistic is that these competitions are becoming more competitive, much harder. And youth, and the third statistic, and I was weaving this together, was that injuries are on the rise due to children's sports, and many of them are now requiring surgeries. And we know where this is going. Many kids, you know, ages 10 to 17 are now requiring opioids to recover, and doctors should be allowed to prescribe those things. I am not in any way suggesting, oh, you know, the kids should just have to take a Tylenol and suffer through the pain. No. But what I'm saying is parents should be aware that this is often a way in which kids can become addicted. This is the other thing to keep in mind. Kids under 17 often, and actually older, into their 20s, often mix opioids with other substances, other drugs, and alcohol. This is what generally causes an overdose or an accidental death, is that, you know, they've taken an opioid, then the alcohol mixes with it, and it causes a much, you know, bigger high, a much worse reaction. And so I think, you know, parents need to be aware of this, the connection between sports and injuries and opioid abuse. While it's still low, this is not statistically, it's still a low number, but it does happen, and I think parents, particularly sporty kids, need to be aware.
Yeah, and unfortunately, when we hear of these tragic deaths, sometimes the parents say, you know, I had no indication. We just didn't know this was going on. What should parents be kind of looking for?
Well, you know, it's funny. As I was writing this, it said things like, you know, like sort of, you know, laziness or saying that they're tired or complaining or a bad mood. And I'm like, well, welcome to teen years.
Yes.
That's nothing unusual. That's a normal day for a kid. But there's other things, you know, agitation and red eyes and other things. But this is the thing that bothers me the most. And I do give those tips in the piece of things that parents could talk about. But as it's so often in public policy debates and public policy and trying to look for policy solutions to this, the parents are so often left out of the issue. We see this over and over again in Washington, how, you know, they look for solutions, but parents are never a part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, Washington seems to care an awful lot about is preventative medicine. And I think the number one way to prevent opioid abuse among children and teens is for parents to be on high alert, for parents to be the first barrier to that. One thing I say is parents need to clean out their medicine cabinets. You know, I had 3 C-sections. I had a back surgery. I had a knee surgery. I know I sound like I'm dying. I'm not. But for all 3 of those, I was prescribed an opioid. I used it for the appropriate amount of time, and I got rid of it. I went to my pharmacy and turned it in.
Yeah.
Do that. People have old medicines all the time laying around in their house.
Julie, it's really
important to clean out your medicine cabinets.
Yep, people should check out at the Washington Examiner, her piece on opioids. Julie Unlock, thanks for joining the Steve Gruber Show.